Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am in Edward Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S. Edward Morris is a 56-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 6/28/21 while pulling a hose. This occurred while he was on the road using a vac truck. But as a result, he believes he injured his right arm and neck, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including spinal fusion on the cervical spine. Pretty has completed his course of active treatment, period. As per the claim petition, Mr. Morris alleges he was pulling manhole covers and using equipment to clean storm drains, resulting in injuries to his right shoulder and biceps. Prior treatment record shows he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Zucconi on 1/11/22. Scratch that. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. McAlpin on 7/22/21. Period. He noted the petitioner had been to urgent care and then was treated at Christiana Care, but no x-rays were performed. But he went to Concentra, but was not treated. Brady complained of numbness in the right hand with tingling and burning. Period. He had a history of previous left shoulder work injury in 2012. Period. This was treated surgically. Brady also suffered from hypothyroidism and type 2 diabetes. Period. Dr. McAlpin diagnosed pain in the right shoulder, comma, cervical reticulopathy, comma, right arm pain, comma, and rupture of the right triceps tendon. Period. He recommended additional diagnostic testing. Period. On 7/23/21, he had an MRI of the right elbow. This was limited secondary to metallic artifact from radial head open reduction internal fixation, demonstrating dystrophic / heterotopic ossification radially, comma, ulnarly, and anteriorly, comma, notably anteriorly, which is bulky and may limit flexion. Period. Otherwise, there was no appreciable tendon or ligament tear. Period. He also had mild extensor carpi radialis, longus muscle edema, and strain. Period. MRI of the cervical spine on 8/26/21 revealed multi-level degenerative changes, including mild central canal narrowing and moderate bilateral foraminal narrowing at C6-7. Period. On 10/22/21, he had a CAT scan of the cervical spine. Period. It showed multi-level cervical spondylosis. Period. There was limited assessment of the spinal canal contents below the C5-6 level by CT technique, and better assessed on prior MRI. Period. There was no significant calcified disc bulge / herniation or ossification of posterior longitudinal ligament. Period. There was no significant cervical spinal canal stenosis. Period. There was up to moderate left foraminal stenosis at C3-4 through C5-6 levels. Period. He also had, scratch that, x-rays of the right elbow on 7/23/21 revealed moderate degenerative changes within the elbow joint and prominent bone spurs and/or soft tissue calcification/ossification anteriorly adjacent to the proximal radius. There was a tiny olecranon spur, but no definite joint effusion. Period. X-rays of the right humerus the same day revealed possible subtle minimal calcific tendonitis of the right shoulder. Period. There were degenerative changes within the right elbow described on the elbow report. Period. He later had a cervical spine MRI on 2/14/22. compared to the study of 826-21, credit it revealed sequelae of 6-7 anterior cervical discectomy and fusion with intact hardware, appeared there was no significant interval change in multi-level cervical spondylosis. Appeared he had cervical spine x-rays with flexion and extension views on 4-18-22. Appeared it showed the hardware was intact with stable anterior fusion at C6-7. Appeared he had moderate changes of degenerative disease involving C4-5 and C5-6. Appeared new paragraph on 8-9-21. EMG was done by Dr. Nod. Period. This demonstrated moderately involved acute right C7 reticulopathy with diffuse active denervation. Period. There was superimposed moderately involved right median neuropathy at the level of the wrist consists with a moderately involved right carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. He did undergo esophageal studies and endoscopy on the dates described. Period. The latter was on 11-28-22. Period. New paragraph, Mr. Morris had also commended the pain management care of Dr. FitzHenry. Period, he instilled a cervical epidural injection on 9-14-21. Period. On 1-26-22, Dr. Shaw performed anterior cervical decompression at C6-7 with application of instrumentation and anterior partial cervical corpectomy at the same level. The postoperative diagnosis was cervical spinal stenosis at C6-7. Period. He did follow up postoperatively with Dr. Shaw, who initially treated him on 10-12-21, period. His progress was monitored through at least 2-10-22, period. I have received Dr. Shaw's progress notes through 4-28-22, period. X-rays showed stable anterior fusion of C6-7 with hardware intact. Period, there were moderate changes of degenerative disease at C4-5 and C5-6, period. He was making adequate progress. Period, he complained of difficulty with swallowing. Which he recommended ear, nose, and throat evaluation. But at this point, there was no evidence of progressive neurologic deficit. But he will see him back in 1 month if he has persistent neurologic complaints. They may need an MRI. But however, he thought more likely going forward, only serial X-rays would be necessary. Period. New paragraph. He did undergo upper endoscopy on 2-27-23 by Dr. Seltzer, S-E-L-T-Z-E-R, period. This was actually his first office visit and was diagnosed with pharyngoesophageal dysphagia, period. Esophageal manometry was performed on 3-28-23, period. It was a normal study, and there was complete bolus, B-O-L-U-S, transit, period. He also had an esophageal motility study on 3/28/23. Dr. Felter followed his progress through 5/1/23. Endoscopy, in fact, was performed on 11/8/22. It found gastritis status post biopsy and dysphagia status post dilatation and biopsy. Period. On 11/28/22, he did undergo esophageal video. Physical exam, general appearance, he focused on his subject, the complaints from the outset. Period. He related having decreased pinprick sensation on the posterior lateral aspect of the right shoulder, comma, the anterior lateral aspect of the right shoulder, comma, and in the medial aspect of the right upper arm. Period. There was non-reducible pinprick sensation loss in the right upper extremity. Period. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed scarring about the lateral right elbow. Period. There was also a 3-inch anterior scar about the left shoulder. Period. There was dirt under his fingernails bilaterally. Period. He was tendered a palpation along the right medial arm, at which time he complained of a torn biceps. Period. Shoulder abduction right was 95 degrees and left 150 degrees, comma. Flexion right 140 degrees and left 145 degrees, comma. Internal rotation and external rotation right to 80 and 85 degrees. Period. Most of the shoulders was otherwise full in all independent and composite spheres. Period. Right elbow extension had a 25 degree leg. Period. Most of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5 for resisted right shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. Soft touch sensation was diminished globally in the right upper extremity, but was intact on the left. Period. Hands, wrist, elbow. He had a positive phalanx maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Shoulder maneuvers, he was marginally cooperative with provocative maneuvers at the shoulder. Spine, cervical inspection revealed a healed transverse scar measuring 4.5 inches in length anteriorly. Period, active flexion was 40 degrees, comma, extension 10 degrees, comma, bilateral rotation 35 degrees, comma, side bending right 20 degrees and left of 15 degrees. Period, there was severe tenderness palpation about the right paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Period, thoracic, he was tender in the right paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. Impressions. On 6/28/21, Edward Morris was pulling a back truck jet hose while at work and injured himself. Period. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. McAlpin beginning 7/22/21. Period. He was initiated on conservative care. Period. He underwent several diagnostic studies of the upper extremity and shoulder, as well as the cervical spine. Period. He submitted to an epidural injection but remained symptomatic. Period. Accordingly, Dr. Shaw performed surgery on the cervical spine. Period. He apparently also had surgery on the shoulder, although I cannot find any operative report for it. Period. new paragraph. Current exam found there to be decreased range of motion about both shoulders as well as the cervical spine. Period. He had healed surgical scarring about the left shoulder and right lateral elbow. Period. There was no atrophy, but there was subjectively diminished global soft touch sensation loss in the right upper extremity. Period. Pinprick sensation was diminished in a non-localizing pattern. Period. New paragraph, there is 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period, there is minimal, if any, permanency relative to the right shoulder or biceps. Period, I put this in bold. May have to reread the records to look for any MRI of the shoulder or biceps. Period. And that is the end.